You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russia says a break in fighting in the Syrian city of Aleppo has been extended for one more day. The announcement came moments after German Chancellor Angela Merkel pressed anew for a long-term ceasefire in the devastated city, following her talks in Berlin with the leaders of Russia, France and Ukraine. Stefan Boss reports.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said a humanitarian pause in airstrikes and other attacks in the Syrian city of Aleppo has been extended for another day on the instructions of Russia's President Vladimir Putin. He added that the extension was supported by the Moscow-backed Syrian government. Russia already allowed a dawn-to-dusk break in fighting in Aleppo Thursday to allow both civilians and militants to leave the rebel-held districts. The announced further extension of the ceasefire came moments after German Chancellor Angela Merkel pressed anew for a long-term ceasefire in Aleppo when talking to reporters at the European Union summit in Brussels. She says, I hope that the European Council can firm up our view that what is happening with Russian support in Aleppo is completely inhuman with regards to the inhabitants of Aleppo. That is why there has to be work on a truce and not just one of a few hours, followed by several hours of bombing, but a permanent truce, and to get humanitarian aid to the people. Merkel hosted Putin in Berlin on the eve of the summit and, together with French President François Hollande, pressed the Russian leader to extend a pause in airstrikes. Hollande referred to the attacks on the civilian population as war crimes amid mounting Western pressure on Russia to halt its military support to President Bashar Assad's forces. They and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko did agree, however, to work on a roadmap aimed at reviving the stalled peace process in eastern Ukraine, though details of the plan still need to be worked out. The conflict between Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian government forces has killed nearly 10,000 people. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos reporting.